This was one of the moments when it struck me. This is all a fraud. It isn't real. Here was I, not Prince Carl Gustav of the ancient royal house of Oldenburg, but rascally old Flashy of the vulgar and lately arrived house of Flashman, striding ahead to claim my noble bride. God, I remember thinking, the things people get me into. And that thought probably prevented me from wearing the devil-may-care leer that I normally assume in the presence of beautiful women. She was beautiful, too, far more so than her portrait had made her out. She couldn't have been more than 20, but already she had the hard, cold loveliness that you find only among northern women, with their fine, long features looking as though they'd been carved from marble. Her figure, in an ivory dress with a train that spread out behind her, was perhaps a trifle on the slim side, with a hint of boyishness about it. But everything was there, and in good parade order. She was crowned with a little silver diadem sparkling with stones, and her shining fair hair was pulled back and rolled into some kind of jewelled net behind her head. The effect of it all, so pale and pure and perfect, was rather awe-inspiring. I felt almost afraid of her. The way she looked at me didn't help matters. The grey eyes were cold and proud, and I thought, this is a spoiled, arrogant madame, if ever I saw one. Whatever her feelings might be about a duty marriage, she didn't seem to care for me at first glance. I knew she was looking at my glistening bald head, and I thought angrily what a damn shame it was I hadn't my natural adornments of curly mane and whiskers. The hand she held out for me to kiss was as pale and chilly as mist in a cemetery, and just about as welcoming. I took it, murmuring about pleasure and honour and deeply heartfelt felicitous gratification, and felt it quiver ever so slightly before it was withdrawn. So there we stood together on the dais, with me wondering what to say next, and then someone in the watching multitude began to clap, and in a moment they were crowding forward to get a closer look, I suppose, at the pair of us, and everyone was pleased and happy and clapping away like mad. I found myself grinning and nodding at them. But Her Grace stood there quite serene, with never a smile, as though this was her due and rather a bore. Well, thinks I, this is going to be a chilly wooing. And then an old cove in a frock coat with orders on his breast came bowing up beside us and turned to the throng with his hand raised for silence. This turned out to be the chief minister, one Schwerin. He made a neat little speech in which he managed to wrap up a nice complimentary welcome for me, a note of homage for the Duchess, who couldn't get too much of it, as I discovered, a patriotic boost for Strachan's, coupled with the state of Denmark, and a hint to the mob to keep their distance and stay out of the buffet next door until Her Grace and I saw fit to lead the way. That was about the size of it. And the good folk, who were a very well-trained court, chattered respectfully among themselves while Schwerin brought forward the more distinguished to be presented to me. These included the various emissaries to Strachan's, the British one among them, and I found myself thanking God that I'd never moved in diplomatic circles at home, or he might have remembered me. As it was, he and the others made their bows, and when they'd withdrawn, the Duchess indicated to me that we should sit down. We did so, both rather stiff, and while the noble assembly pretended not to notice, we began to get acquainted. It was formality carried to nonsense, of course, and if I didn't have a clear memory of our opening exchanges, I wouldn't believe them. Duchess Irma.
I trust your Highness's journey has not been tedious.
Flashy. Indeed, no, although I confess I have counted every moment in my impatience to be here. Duchess.
Your Highness is very gracious. We of Strachan's can only hope that you are not too disappointed in us. We are very small and provincial here.
Flashy, very gallant. No one could be disappointed who was welcomed by so beautiful and noble a hostess. Duchess.
Oh.
Pause.
Was the weather cold on your journey?
Flashy. At times. Occasionally it was quite warm. Nowhere so warm, however, as I find it here. This with a flashing smile. Duchess.
You are too hot. I shall order the windows opened.
Flashy. Christ, no. The warmth of your welcome. And the people in the streets cheering. Duchess.
The people, they are rather noisy.